Triple M Rocks Sunday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Triple M NRL Primetime. Thanks to Fox League. The only place to get Fox League is on Foxtel. Join today.
As kids growing up in Cessnock, we lived for 2 days of the year. There was Christmas, followed very closely by Grand Final Day. Actually, forget about Christmas. Kicking the ball around the backyard, Dad manning the barbie, having a few cold ones, assuring he was well hydrated, counting down the minutes until kickoff.
We're underway.
Then huddling around the telly, cheering on your favourite team and your heroes. I'll never forget it.
The Grand Final!
I remember 89. The year before at 88, I'd been a Balmain Tigers fan. You know, the fact that we got there. You know, the Tigers had a run through the final series very similar to the Cowboys. But when Ellery was knocked out, well, you know what, it wasn't supposed to be and the Dogs beat us. But the next year, mate, we had to beat the Raiders. We're going to beat them 12-2 at halftime. You know, it was the greatest grand final of them all, I got no doubt. But stuff that, it should have been the Tigers' day.
Oh!
But grand final day, you know, the players, these blokes, they're superheroes. I was thinking there was no way that us blokes from Cessnock one day would be able to be part of this big day, grand final day, down in the big smoke, Sydney. I mean, you just look at Joey. I mean, even as a kid, you know, he was short, squat, that massive big Kyver pass of his. I mean, what chance did we have? Funny how dreams are, but how unlikely. If you believe in them at the time, they could become reality. You fast forward nearly 20 years and bugger me, it's grand final day 1997, and I'm running out into the Sydney Football Stadium.
Matthew Jones.
Even more incredibly, a little bloke with a barge ass is right in front of me. Joey.
Andrew Jones for his brother.
One of the great days of my life. For a day, we're indestructible. Just like our heroes, Superman, Spider-Man, Iron Man, James Bond, all rolled into one.
Newcastle and Wayne.
We had the feeling we could do anything. Even walk on water. But time's a bitch, and eventually the body seizes up, you retire, the arthritis kicks in, and you drift off into obscurity. But time, no matter how long, can't take away your memories. And the special memories, they stay with you. Even all these years later, they're still there. The really special ones, the ones from the top shelf. What are they, you ask? Well, look in the rear vision mirror. What matters now? What defines your career? Is it the man of the match performances, rep jerseys, stats, records, the fame, the fortune? No. Being part of a band of brothers that accomplished something massive together. By winning the NRL Grand Final against the odds. To this day, that's what really matters. Unfortunately, not all these memories are great. You know, ask some of the greats that never tasted the success of a Grand Final win. Blocker, Ciro, Benny Elias, Wayne Jr. Pierce, the great Steve Rogers, wow, Andrew Enninghausen, Hindy, hey, even the King.
Played by Wally Lewis.
Wally Lewis. In moments of quiet reflection, odds are they will still admit their careers are in some way defined by never having won a premiership. The bottom line is tonight will be a career and life-defining moment for all of these players. Question is, in which way?
A thin line, the whole truth, the far right, the left view. I'm breaking all those promises made. Times are changing.
The 2017 NRL Grand Final, the Melbourne Storm up against the North Queensland Cowboys. The North Queensland Cowboys, wow, what a ride it's been. Going into the last day of the regular season, they weren't even in the top eight. Just one win from their last seven matches and relying on the unreliable Bulldogs to roll the Dragons just to play semi-final football. casting a hopeful eye towards that game, hoping that they could just push Mad Monday maybe off another week. Anyway, the Dogs get up, the Cowboys, well, they limp into the final series in eighth position. And the bookies, why wouldn't they? They post them at 101-1 to win the competition. I mean, there's no Thurston, there's no Matt Scott, but there are still 12 players from the 2015 Premiership winning team. Massive underdogs in all three finals. They pit the Sharks in extra time thriller. School the Eels in how to play semi-final football. And the week after, book a ticket to the big dance with another gutsy win over the Sydney Roosters. Michael Morgan, wow, the biggest shoes to fill in rugby league. No doubt the form player of the final series so far. At the moment, he's the most popular Cowboy since Roy Rogers. And not far behind, the human wrecking ball, the Hulk, Jason Taumalolo, running for over 200 metres a game. Seriously, I look back in the last 20 years of rugby league, I can't think of another forward I'd pick ahead of him. What a beast. And then there's the Storm. Honestly, I mean, what more can you say about these blokes? Clinical, surgical, and exciting all the same time. The captain's captain, Cam Smith, the ultimate pro, steering around the park. Billy Slater back to his brilliant best, and Cooper Cronk looking for the best possible finish to his Melbourne Storm career. Champions, legends of the game, with strike power all over the park. They, and rightly so, go in as red-hot favourites. Let's get it on. The North Queensland Cowboys, the underdogs, looking to create history by becoming the first team to win the premiership from eighth position. And the Melbourne Storm, purely and simply the best team all year, but still 80 minutes away from the ultimate prize. So, whose turn is it to walk on water? Thanks to Bryden's lawyers, from Sydney's ANZ Stadium. The 2017 NRL Telstra Premiership Grand Final. Triple M, yeah, you know the drill. Rocks the footy.
Beautiful Sydney Sunday afternoon. Welcome to ANZ Stadium in the heart of the Harbour City. We're an hour and a half away, a little less now, from kickoff between the Storm and the Cowboys. The Eastern Stand bathed in sunshine. Of course, the first day of daylight saving. 6:07 here in New South Wales and Victoria, and obviously 5:07 in Queensland. And the crowd is building nicely. The stage is being set here. We have got a lap of honour coming up for the retiring players in about 25 minutes. And then the much talked about show by Macklemore at 6:55 local time. And then kickoff at 7:30. 7:30. Take note of that kickoff time. Hello to everyone listening through the Triple M network in Sydney, Brisbane, and Melbourne. Great to have your company tonight. What about all you Richmond fans? Haven't you had a big 24 hours? Maybe you can get the double with the Storm tonight. And right through the Triple M network, KOFM in Newcastle, we've got Orange, Port Macquarie, Coffs Harbour, Dubbo, Griffith, Wagga, 2GOFM, Gosford, and right through Queensland, Toowoomba, Maryborough, the Hot Country Network, Dalby, 4VL Charleville, Emerald on 4HI, 4SB Kingaroy, 4LG Longreach, 4LM Mount Isa, and 4ZR Roma. Great to have your company right across the country and right around the world on the web. Dan Ganane here, but let me introduce just a team of winners. 2003 Premiership player. He's been wearing his ring all day, Ryan Girdler. I know you've had a busy afternoon, but it's lovely to see you. Hello, welcome aboard.
Yeah, great to be here, Dan. Yeah, it's the one day of the year that I get the ring out and always wear it with a lot of pride, as does our other commentator here in Paul Gallen. But it's look, it's a day that when you retire, you look back on it. And as Matty said in that opener, it does define you to your career to some degree, and it's certainly an afternoon that you never forget if you've been here and on the big day and if you've been lucky enough to get the job done.
The greatest ref of all time, Billy Harrigan, you did 10 of these. How are you?
I'm very good, Dan. Looking forward to it myself. Never got a ring. Got a medal, but never got a ring.
Where are those medals now?
They're at home in a drawer.
Lovely.
Safely.
Lovely. And Brent Reed from The Australian with us. What a big year you've had.
Hello, Dan. I've got a wedding ring. That's about as close as I got.
I was going to say. And fine it looks. I didn't know you were working with us tonight. It's great to see you.
Neither did I. I just lobbed me in to say good day, and here I am.
Any stories to break an hour before kickoff?
Not really, Dan. I think the grand final takes the cake today, doesn't it? I mean, it swamps everything.
And this man who is wearing his ring, I wonder how he'd feel about this day if he didn't have that ring. Paul Gallen. Your runners defending premier ends in about 4 hours, but they can never take it off you. How are you?
Yeah, without
champion?
A doubt. No, they can't take it off us. Yeah, I'm pretty good. Yeah, you're right. I'm definitely very, very happy we got to play last year, but it's a little bit of a different emotion today, and Gerds would probably know. Oh, you retired after your grand final, though, didn't you, Gerds?
No, I had another season. We made the prelim final. And okay.
It just felt like he'd retired.
Yeah, it did.
So, but when you watch your grand final, were you a little bit empty and a little bit upset?
The year after, I had to come because I was the retired player. So, yeah. That year I had to come, and I sat up there, and it was really hard to watch the game. I actually didn't watch most of it, so it's tough to swallow.
It's the way I felt all week. Just hasn't been the same feeling. I just want the season to be over, to be honest. But anyway, as Dan said, I've got the ring on, wearing it very proudly.
How many times have you worn that?
Not a lot, to be honest. I wore it for the first 6 weeks non-stop at all the parties and everything that we went to, but I haven't had it out at all. Other than I did 10 or 9 this morning and they wanted me to bring it in, so I wore it then and had it all day, obviously. So it's very nice ring, it's very heavy. Me and Gerds are having a ring.
We compared it before. You can see what the TV dollar's done for the ring.
I was going to say, have they changed much?
Oh, have a look at them, Reedy.
Well, that's not good for radio.
You're asking the question.
There's a lot more diamonds on Gals. Than
yeah, well, how many diamonds are in that thing, Gal?
No, I'm not too sure, but look, it's just beautiful. I love it. Like, let's be honest. I was saying on the call just before I come in here, you know, for all players who haven't played in a grand final out there and teams who haven't been here, it's got to be your goal. You can't want to do anything else but play in a grand final and win one, obviously. I don't know what I'd feel like today if we lost last year. I think I'd be even more shattered. But it's just the ultimate to be. I mean, I've played in every game, World Cups, Origin, Four Nations. Nothing compares to being here today with 85,000 people here and winning a grand final of the blokes you spend virtually 12 months with.
Now, it is interesting. The one thing we haven't spoken about is the fact that Melbourne are coming in as last grand final losers, Gerds. And we haven't, because of their greatness this year and the fact they've been a great side for the last decade.
Yeah, but they're in every second year, aren't they?
I was going to say, is there a redemption factor to think, well, we can't repeat what happened last year. We have to step on their throats.
I get the feeling, there'll be a little bit of that, Dan. There'll be a little bit of, you know, last year. I mean, it was a game I thought the Sharks deserved to win in the end, but it was a game that Melbourne were in right up until the death. And look, I also get the feeling that the Cowboys might be sort of happy with what they've achieved so far this year. I hope that's not the case. I hope they come out here with, you know, expectations to go on and win the grand final, which will be a marvellous story. But I just hope the Cowboys just don't feel like they've done enough so far, because tonight's going to be a huge effort if they're able to topple the Melbourne Storm, and I just hope they've still got the motivation there.
Yeah, I agree with you, Gerds. I mean, Paul Green, I said earlier, has done a really good job at taking all the pressure off the Cowboys, but once you're here today, the pressure's on. Doesn't matter who you are, you want to be here and you want to win. But I do think somewhere in the back of their mind, if it gets a bit tough and they're down by 6 or 8 points with 10 minutes to go, I think they'll be satisfied in the fact that they've made it here today. But the Melbourne Storm will be satisfied with nothing but a win.
This is prime time for Fox League. The only place to get Fox League is on Foxtel. Congratulations. What a great year they had. Join today. But do take note, live on Channel 9. It's not a retransmission on Fox. They'll do a replay after the game. But if you want to watch the game live, then that is on Channel 9. But that's the only time that happens all year. Triple M rocking the footy for Brighton's lawyers. Get free legal advice. Thanks to our mates at Brighton's. All you have to do is ask the question, and no question is too dumb. AskBrightons.com.au. Also with us tonight, I know he's got Paul Green lined up. We're going to catch up with him shortly. Ben Dobbin, hello to you.
Yeah, good evening, guys. There is a bit of breeze down here. It was a beautiful day in Sydney today, but the field is absolutely bathed in sunshine, but there's plenty of breeze around. Now, the all-important toss, the Cowboys have won the toss. They'll be running right to left. The Storm will be kicking off, so the Cowboys opting to run into the wind, I think, to start off with, and they will be receiving.
All right, thank you very much, Ben Dobbin, looking resplendent there, and he's high viz on the sideline there. Look at him brandishing it. He's so happy to be wearing that bright orange top. We will take a break here. We will take Macklemore live and the retiring players as well, so you won't miss a thing here on Triple M Footy. Let's look back at the season of the Melbourne Storm, and we take it back to the start of March, where this unbelievable run began. The Storm came into the 2017 season highly regarded, but no more fancy than Canberra and Penrith and a bunch of other teams. Melbourne kicked off their year with a tricky test, the Dogs at Belmore. How they started on that night, 2 tries in the first 6 minutes on their way to victory, would set a tone for 2017. A comfortable win over the Warriors was followed by a tight victory over the Broncos. Then their first problem.
14-0 down against the Tigers at Leichhardt. Turned out to be no problem at all. The Storm clicked into gear to win 22-14 and they ended March with a perfect record. In round five, they blasted pre-season favourites Penrith off the park, setting the stage for a blockbuster grand final rematch with the Sharks. What a war of attrition it was in the wet. 2-2 with 11 minutes left. But it would be the Sharks who would find the big moments. A field goal to James Maloney and then a late James Seguiaro try. Finally, the Storm tasted defeat, but they hardly lost their mojo. Wins over Manly, the Warriors again, and the Dragons came next. Against St George Illawarra, they were particularly ruthless, with near-perfect football in the opening 25 minutes to lead 22-0. The Dragons were helpless, and the Storm were already 4 points clear of the field. Then, out of nowhere, an inexplicable loss to the struggling Titans at Suncorp. 38-36, a scoreline so outrageous the Storm would equal the highest ever score posted by a losing team. It would be a one-off. Round 14, and another rematch with the Sharks. Again, it was neck and neck. Again, the Sharks won the big moment, taking the lead 13-12 with 8 minutes left. But this time, the Storm had a late knockout punch when Felice Kaufusi broke through and scored. But Origin was starting to get in the way. The Baby Stormers pipped the Cowboys 23-22 before Craig Bellamy rested his guns for a clash with the Roosters in Adelaide. Melbourne would have won that too, if only for a couple of late Roosters tries, along with a Mitchell Pearce golden point field goal. Then the full-strength team sent their biggest warning shot yet, a 42-12 decimation of the Broncos in Brisbane. Origin again butted in, and the Baby Stormers couldn't hold off the Eels. That was on July 8th, a significant date. Why? Because they haven't lost since. Round 21, the latest contender, Manly, took their best shot. Final score, 40-6. Not a bad 350th for Cam Smith. Their second contest with the Cowboys was one-way traffic. Admittedly, the Storm were helped by more horrid Cowboys luck. Round 23, another thriller with the Roosters. Like the Sharks earlier in the year, the Roosters went ahead by a point late and were on the verge of beating Melbourne twice in the same season. And like the Sharks, the Roosters just couldn't put the Storm away. Joe Stimson with the winner inside the last 4 minutes. That's the thing about the Storm. They can kill you off early, or they can break your heart at the death. The minor premiership was as good as done with 3 weeks to spare. To the finals, and a serious challenge. Parramatta gave the Storm all they could handle for 40 minutes. Melbourne found a way. They almost always do. And then last week, a nervous start, bomb tries, poor kicking. They still beat the Broncos 30-0. The Melbourne Storm, merciless, and now back-to-back grand finals.
Triple M rocks the NRL for Brighton's lawyers, protecting your future.
The footy season now has only minutes left in it.
Oh.
But Triple M's already locked in summer's biggest sports event.
Ah! Ripped it back through the gate.
Triple M rocks the Ashes.
I like it, he's gone.
Kerry O'Keefe, Brett Lee, Nick Malloy, Big Merv, Mark Waugh.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What is he good for?
Gilchrist, Haddon, Mitchell Johnson and Botham. Sorry, Sir Ian Botham.
Oh, he's old school.
First delivery, November 23.
Big moment.
Triple M rocks the Ashes.
Triple M NRL Primetime. Thanks to Fox League. The only place to get Fox League is on Foxtel. Join today.
For Brighton's lawyers, protecting your future. This is Sunday Triple M NRL.
The time for talk is over.
With Paul Kent, Gordon Tallis, Ryan Girdler and Anthony Maroon.
Oh, the bunker's getting an absolute flogging today.
Triple M rocks the footy.
It is the grand final live. Sydney's ANZ Stadium. The lights, they're turned on, but it's still bright and sunny here at ANZ. Ryan Girdler, Paul Gallen, Billy Harrigan, Brent Reid. And this man, we've got Ben Dobbin, and we can't keep him waiting any longer because he's got the coach of the Cowboys right now, Paul Green.
Paul Green, 2 years ago you were premiers. No one gave you any hope after the 26 rounds. You're here tonight with a big chance. Just tell me as a coach, how hard was it with losing your two best players and to get this side playing the kind of football that they have been and to get here tonight?
Yeah, look, at different stages throughout the year, it's been extremely challenging. But I think for that reason, that's why it's so rewarding. And the credit goes to the players. They've hung in there and and maintained that belief despite all the adversity we've had to overcome to be in this position today. Now it's just about taking our opportunity.
I don't like going back in time, but in 2015, the Broncos were roaring favourites when you came in. Tonight, Melbourne roaring favourites. What have you got to do at the Cowboys to stop this juggernaut?
Oh, look, that's an opinion of the juggernaut. That's your word. But the main thing that I've said all along is what matters most is what we believe inside the four walls at the Cowboys, and that's been built particularly over the last month, and nothing's changed tonight. So we just need to do our job and just do it a little bit better than we did last week.
You talk about unsung heroes. Scott Bolton has been unbelievable for you all season. Just give us an insight into this bloke. I mean, I talked to a bloke the other day. He said, mate, he used to love his fishing more than his football, but he's really knuckled down this year.
Yeah, that's probably a fair comment. That was one of the conversations I had when I first got the job up there. I said, Bolton, you got to get a bit more fair dinkum about your footy. And, I'm just really proud of him. The way he's stepped up his leadership in the absence of Matt Scott, and he's played well and longer minutes. He's had a more important role to play. But again, I've said all along, I really don't like singling out too many people or individuals because everyone in their own way has had to do or play that role this year with what we've been through. But Bolsey probably typifies that.
How hard was it to tell Matt Scott, who is not only a champion but a personal friend and is a club captain, that, look, mate, we're not going to play you tonight. Only if there's an injury you'll get a start.
Yeah, that was a really tough conversation to have. And I really feel for Matt. And I can't rep him enough for putting himself in that position. The original diagnosis was 9 months minimum and, we're at 7 months. But he still knew the risks and put his hand up to play. So, that shows how much he's prepared to risk or put on the line for the team, and that's what it's always been about, and I think that probably typifies our year.
Your daughter gave you a tie on Father's Day, which was a good luck tie. Tell me you've got it with you somewhere tonight.
No, well, the thing is, she's always worn it so far, so we can't break that routine, so I'm sure she'll have it round her neck somewhere in the crowd tonight.
Greeny, you're a great bloke, mate. This is a huge accomplishment for you as a coach as well. Best of luck, and I hope you're lifting up the trophy at the end of the night.
Yeah, thanks, mate. One more job to do, so hopefully you're right.
Good on you. Thanks, Paul Green.
Cheers.
Great job there, Dobbo. Thank you to Paul Green as well, on the sideline for Ream Hot Water Heaters. Goods, it can only be a few at any one time that can be considered part of the coaching elite. We have to consider him one of the coaching elite now, don't we?
Well, I mean, his record stands for itself at the moment. What's he only been in the league now? 4 years, won a premiership, and obviously the success. I think he also won a nines tournament over there in his first season. So, yeah, he's certainly got the Midas touch. And I tell you what, if he bags tonight as well, he'd be right up there.
Oh, if he bags tonight, Bellamy's known as the number one coach. Has been at that level for a long, long time. But you're right, Gertz. Hasn't been in the game long, won a premiership. In a grand final again today. Took him to a preliminary final last year.
Yeah.
If he was to win today, that's an enormous achievement at only 4 years in the competition. He will go well and truly up there in the coaching ranks. And when's he off contract? He'd be worth an absolute fortune.
He's got 1 year to go.
But yeah, if he can get through tonight with a win, write down whatever name you want.
Yeah,
whatever,
I think
how many
Lawrence
zeros you want.
We'll give him an estate somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're probably right. They won't let him go.
But I think you look at what he's done. It's not just the fact that he's getting the results, but it looks like he's really created something at that club there. And, gee, that'd be silly if they even let him, consider leaving. They just need to make sure that, it's an exciting time for the Cowboys. I think there's been a lot of discussion over the last couple of years in the fact that, they've got Matt Scott who's getting on and JT's on probably one or two more years to go. But I think what it's done now is we've seen the development of some of these younger guys coming through. Taumalolo's only 22. Morgan's 25 or 26. So I think the exciting thing for the Cowboys is the fact that they've got the next generation coming through. Well, they're not coming through. They're here and now, and they need Paul Green to make sure that, he's in charge of that side for years to come.
This is prime time for Fox League and NRL on Triple M for Brighton's Lawyers. Now, Reedy, you have to leave us because you actually have to do some good hard work tonight.
Yeah, I know, Dan.
Are you actually working or are you going back up to the corporate box?
No, I'm working, Dan.
Now, we asked Reedy, we said, can you come up with the biggest 10 stories of the year? Because we often forget, we get to this point, we sort of only remember the last month or two. Well, here are some beauties. We'll get to Reedy's top three, but here are some that, I tell you, I've forgotten a couple of these. Greg Inglis in rehab. Remember, that was a huge story. Cooper Cronk leaving Melbourne Storm and retiring. The cocaine scandal, Kevin Proctor and Jesse Bromwich. We also had, Laurie Daly sacked and a couple of others there.
The big four at the West Tigers break up then.
Four. What a story that was.
Yeah, the Tigers. Everyone's forgotten about the Tigers. Yeah. Early dramas in the season, but that was all the news.
And the coaches getting sacked. Four coaches got sacked this year.
But they didn't make Reedy's.
Hang on, Billy, what are you looking at that for? I'm with you, Billy. Well, honestly, what sort of news was that back then? The big four at the Tigers. That was, I thought that was way over the top back then.
Yeah,
it was a big story, though. Ken.
Oh, come on, man!
It drove the news agenda for a while.
They come second last for the third year in a row, didn't they?
And the big four, Gal, makes them sound big, but they're not.
All right, here we go. The biggest stories of the year.
Three.
Number three: Jared Hayne and Neil Henry. The war that just kept on giving.
Yeah.
Obviously led to Neil Henry losing his job, and Jared's still there on a massive deal. And we'll see where he goes.
When are they going to sign a coach?
Well, they've got a process they've got to follow because they have to submit it to the NRL because they're owned by the NRL. They've got, I think it's two more weeks they'll be in position to announce a coach. But I don't know if too many great coaches are banging the door down to get a job there.
Well, they can't afford a great coach anyway. They need to get a guy that's going to bring some fresh ideas and is willing to take the, I guess, the wage in which they have to pay.
All right, that was a beauty of a story.
Two
was that you mentioned it, Dan, the cocaine, the drug drama that went on, because it was over the space of I can't remember if it was a weekend or a couple of weeks.
It was one weekend.
We had Damien Keogh, the Cronulla chair.
It was Rackround.
We had Kevin Proctor. We had Rackround. Jesse Bromwich. And it became the story for a couple of weeks after that. So that was number two.
And here we go.
One. Number one, Tim Simona, Dan. Tim Simona, another West Tigers story. It sort of was a long time ago now. Feels like it was an eternity ago. But Timmy Simona obviously lost his job at the Tigers, got thrown out of rugby league indefinitely amid betting on games and selling jerseys and pocketing the money, but it was a big story at the time.
Can you ever see him returning in 3 or 4 years?
Oh, I'd be stunned. I don't think the NRL would let him back.
But rugby league is the comeback of the redemption. Isn't it the comeback of the redemption? The home of the redemption.
Well, I think there's a viewpoint at the moment in this administration that they've been too forgiving in the past. So I would think that would count against them. But administrations do change, so they may change.
All right. No positive stories in that top three? Ready? Actually, none.
Well, there was some in the top ten.
What?
But the positive ones don't play up for as long, do they?
I can't see any positive stories in
your
top 10.
What about JT's origin miracle? That's in there.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't read your writing, Reedy.
Sorry, Dan.
You and your shorthand. Congratulations on a great season.
Thanks, guys.
We will see you next year.
Hopefully.
All right. This is Triple M Footy, and we do it for Fox League Prime Time. More after this.
Triple M rocks the NRL for Brighton's lawyers. Protecting your future.
Triple M NRL Primetime, thanks to Fox League. The only place to get Fox League is on Foxtel. Join today.
Sunday afternoon. The lawn's mowed. The fridge is stocked. Time for some footy.
Here we go.
Oh, what a wonderful game.
You can't give him opportunities.
Oh, huge result.
In 2017, here we go. Triple M gives you more footy than ever before. Thanks to our good mates at Brighton's Lawyers.
Let's go!
Welcome. This is Sunday Afternoon Footy on the Triple M Network.
Best kind of Sunday Afternoon Footy, the grand final, live from Sydney's ANZ Stadium. Dan Ganane, Ryan Girdler, Billy Harrigan, Ben Dobbin, Paul Gallen is with us as well. Wendell will join us shortly. Now, right now, as we enter the last hour before kickoff, we are having the parade for retiring players. And Gerds, we have Michael Ennis, Jeff Robson, what a great career here, Daniel Vito, Jeff Lima, Matt White, Rory Cost-Jason, Dave Shillington, Isaac De Goyce, Anthony Tupou, Bryson Goodwin, Ray Thompson and Ben Hannett from the Cowboys. Geez, Ben, he only retired last year, didn't he? He's part of our family here at Triple M. And Matty Ballon, a very nice collection of players there. There must be, a couple of minimum 2,500 games amongst that lot.
Yeah, it's a really nice moment, Dan. I got to experience this in at the end of 2004. We actually had cars. They sort of popped us out at Sun Sunroof and we drove around. So it was a little bit different. It's obviously evolved since then, but it's a really nice moment for these guys to go out and say goodbye for one last time.
Look at Daniel Vito. He's got a three-piece suit and a bow tie on, looking very much the part as Jeff Lima. Had a terrific career with the Storm, actually.
He wouldn't be that old, would he, Daniel Vito? I mean, he would only be in his sort of
late 20s.
So
you might be right.
Has he gone on to something else?
Well, he claims to have a standing contract with the WWE.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens there.
Mm-hmm.
Matt White, terrific career with Newcastle and the Melbourne Storm. Warikos Jason, well, he's got a history with both these clubs and finished as a Newcastle Knight. Terrific career. As the crowd is building here at ANZ. Now, I don't think it's quite a sellout, but it is filling nicely, so should be pretty close to full. The lights have been turned off here as the sun sets behind us. And it's quite a surreal sight here because the light is fading, blue sky above, and plenty of lights in the middle of this ANZ stadium. So Macklemore will be on in about 15, 20 minutes. Billy, no drama with the refs. It was the combination we always forecast, Matty Checken and Jarrett Sutton.
Yep, they were the two referees that did both games last week. So they obviously dropped their pocket referees and Archer and his crew have decided to put in the number one and the number two in his eyes. I got no problem with it. And I just hope they go out and do a cracker of a game tonight.
This is a wonderful stubble you've brought to the grand final, Billy.
Yeah, I just went out last week because my young bloke goes to England with a one-way ticket.
Right.
Next week, my 25-year-old.
You booted him out.
No, he just wants to go over there and try his luck over there. So we went out with him, bit of karaokeing, obviously, down
the
in Chinatown.
Karaoke king.
And they both got beards. And so my missus said, why don't you grow one? So I'm having a crack.
Well, the missus gave the green light.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That I'm having a crack.
Are you going to come back next year?
Here, isn't it?
You're going to come back next year as Kenny Rogers.
Yeah. Or Colonel Sanders. Video ref. Video ref Kentucky Fried.
You can are you imagine for a job, Billy.
You can come in. We'll pay for the white suit. You come as Colonel Sanders.
Yep.
So the players are
and
on
I'll
stage
make the decisions
now.
Before they do, eh?
Well, you've been doing that for the 5 years you've been with us.
Yeah.
So there are the players now. Getting a nice round of applause. I'll tell you what we might do. Let's clear another ad break so we can just get everything in place. It is Melbourne, North Queensland. The teams are in, by the way. The teams are in. Melbourne 1-17. And the Cowboys, again, their familiar move. Fensom starts yep. Asiata the bench. But 1-17, Fensom has started every final in place of Asiata, who goes back to the bench. So they are the teams for Mongrel Boots. We do prime time for Fox League here. Is the story of the North Queensland Cowboys. And if you think, oh, it's been helter-skelter at the end of the season, what about the start of the season? The 2017 Cowboys were the epitome of drama right from the outset. Their first two games going to Golden Point. In round one, they broke the hearts of the Raiders with a try in the 84th minute when a Thurston field goal attempt hit the crossbar and the ball stayed in the in goal. And then another chapter written in their epic rivalry with the Broncos. 20-all at full-time, Thurston with the winning field goal, of course. But with it, a cost. Matt Scott ruptured ACL, season over. That and the intensity of the opening fortnight took its toll. A thumping at the hands of the winless Manly was followed with a couple of unconvincing wins, then a bad night at home against the Tigers turned catastrophic. Thurston out with a calf injury. He'd be gone for weeks. They did well to pick up the odd win, and by the time Thurston returned to the Cowboys in round 14, they were somehow still in the eight. His masterclass against the Eels in Darwin put North Queensland back on everyone's radar. However, that hope would be short-lived. Thurston seriously injured his shoulder 10 days later in Origin 2, and this time there'd be no return. The Cowboys, it seemed, were goners. Funny thing happened, though. They kept grinding out wins. Kyle Felt's Superman impression gave them a last-minute victory over Penrith in round 14. They took care of the disappointing Raiders in round 15. Then after a bye, comfortable wins over South and the Warriors. But that was the easy part. A horror draw to finish meant the Cowboys would likely have to take a couple of scalps to lock in a spot in the finals. They appeared to have the Roosters on toast in round 21, 16-6 up at the break. They couldn't hang on. Then losses, gutsy but futile, to the Storm, the Panthers and the Sharks had North Queensland in trouble. To round 25, the plucky Tigers had them just about shot. 14-6 with 15 left. Lose this and the finals were all but gone. Enter Michael Morgan. His hot streak was triggered here, laying on two tries and scoring another. They won that night, but results were going against them. Manly turned a 7-point deficit with 4 minutes to play against the Warriors into a miracle win, while later that afternoon the Dragons dug deep to upset the Panthers. That kept the Cowboys in purgatory, and all their heart wasn't enough to get past the top four-bound Broncos in the final round. And again, it would come down to other teams. They needed Penrith to beat Manly. Didn't happen. They could have done with Manly beating Penrith by 38. It got to 28-0. Hopes raised. Penrith steady. It was as if the rugby league gods decided long ago this would not be North Queensland's year. Then, on the last day of the regular season, finally, a ray of sunshine. The Bulldogs, putrid for most of the year, turned on their most sparkling football to knock out the Dragons. The Cowboys somehow made it. Surely a final spot under these circumstances was their grand final win. Not so fast. They needed 90 minutes to somehow beat the Sharks. They didn't lead until the 85th minute. They recovered from a poor start to put away the Eels, and then they killed off the Roosters. Each finals win better than the last. Which brings us here. It seems so unlikely that any team could endure all of this and win the title. But they've got past 14 teams. Why not 15? The North Queensland Cowboys, grand finalists against all odds.
Triple M Rocks, Sunday Arvo Footy, for Brighton's lawyers, protecting your future.
Triple M NRL Primetime, thanks to Fox League. The only place to get Fox League is on Foxtel. Join today.
For Brighton's lawyers, protecting your future. This is Sunday Afternoon Footy on the Triple M Network.
Stage is being set for Macklemore. We'll bring that to you shortly. Triple M rocking the footy for Brighton's lawyers. We're live at the grand final. Prime time for Fox League. And tweet us at Triple M_NRL. Where are you listening from? We always get some great tweets this time every year. People in England, people in Africa, people all over the place. Tweet us at Triple M_NRL, and those are thanks to 4 and 20. The footy's on, which means it's 4 and 20 pie time. A few moments ago, Channel 9 caught up with the Melbourne Storm captain, Cam Smith.
Cam?
Hey, Fred, how are you?
Good, mate. Already been a big week, Dally M's.
Yeah, it's been a really big week, mate, but got the Dally M's out the way and got back into our training prep, which has been good, and been a fantastic week, mate. All the boys are been excited all week and looking forward to getting out there now.
Good to see Billy in a training outfit instead of a suit.
It is, mate. I couldn't imagine how hard it was last year for him to sit out, you know, pretty the entire season and then sort of sit here grand final night as well. And he would have been handy to have out there with us in those dying stages. But, thankfully he gets another opportunity playing the grand final.
How hard is it going up against the Cinderella story, the Cowboys?
Well, it's almost a replica of last year, isn't it? Where, you know, Cronulla hadn't won a premiership. You know, all their fans and all their members had waited a lifetime to see him win one. So, and these guys have sort of brought that same sort of story where possibly weren't going to be in the finals, scraped in by the skin of their teeth, and now they're in a grand final. So, we put all that aside. We're really happy with the way we've played all year. We finished minor premiers and just need to go out and play well again one more time.
Good luck.
Thanks, mate.
Geez, could you hear the tension in his voice?
You reckon?
No, none of us could.
I mean, you got me, Dan.
How good is that for a leader where if he just feels as calm as anything, you've got to be thinking, well, geez, well, if he's not bothered, then this is fine.
Well, how many times has he delivered the speech, you know, pre-game, whether it be an Origin, a grand final, a test for Australia? I mean, he does it all in his stride, and I would imagine his grand final speech would be exactly the same or similar to the speech that he gives in round one, and that's what his composure is what rubs off on the other team, and it makes them feel like everything's going to be okay, and that's one of his best attributes.
Let me welcome part of the call team again this year. Right from the start, 2013, he's been with us. Wendell Saylor, hello to you.
Good afternoon.
Congratulations. Your moustache, close to MVP for Triple M this year.
Really?
Oh,
thank you, boys.
It's now nice and thick.
Yeah, it is. I've really been enjoying it. The wife isn't too happy, but you know what? I'm all about the boys. So, but you know what? And I'm also about grand final days. I've got to say, boys, I've been that excited over the course of the weekend. But even this morning, it's just a really good story for the Cowboys. You know, I don't know if they can win it, but if they do, I reckon it'll be the biggest upset in rugby league history.
Oh, that's a big call. But you know what? It would certainly statistically
statistically, it would be the biggest in 30 years. I think one of the betting organisations had that with starts and starting prices. The biggest in 30 years.
Yeah. Just trying to think of another one. I mean, who else? I mean, there was a top 10 when back in...
I think that goes back to Manly Canberra 87, when Canberra came from nowhere. Let's take one more break, everybody, so we can get to Macklemore. So we'll clear the decks. We'll come back.
Oh, the Mac.
The grand final is about 40 minutes away. You're listening live across the Triple M network, thanks to Brighton's Lawyers.
Triple M rocks the NRL for Brighton's Lawyers, protecting your future.
Triple M NRL Primetime, thanks to Fox League. The only place to get Fox League is on Foxtel. Join today.
A minute of the footy.
Too good. Oh, mate.
Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere. This is Sunday Triple M NRL.
Grand final about 35 minutes away. Plenty of tweets coming through for 4 and 20. We've got a listener from Okayama, Japan. Hello, Hayden. Listening from the on the Emerald Isle, Declan, who's hoping it's a draw. 25 to 1 he's got, so he can buy a few Guinnesses tonight. Declan, I'm guessing even if it's not a draw, you're probably going to buy a few Guinnesses anyway. You have a good time. And Dazza, always complimentary with his tweets at Triple M Footy, listening from New York City, where it's almost 4 a.m. What a day he's had. Quite tired after seeing Billy Joel at the Garden last night. That's that is a day. I'm guessing
that Dazza would put you to sleep.
Dazza, you could probably go to the Australian bar.
And, wouldn't you like the Aussie bar there? Oh, be awesome.
There's Gal.
That's Paul Gallen.
Paul Gallen. Oh, never left, mate.
Triple M footy for Brighton's Lawyers. All right, well, he's been much talked about, so let's see what all the fuss is about. Here comes Macklemore, the grand final entertainment.
Yes.
As
Jeez, and dance.
He's going to walk down the race here. ANZ Stadium. Gives a high five to Jonathan Thurston. Well, there he is, Macklemore. He came, he performed, and what do you know?
Australia, NRL, we love you guys.
What do you know? The earth didn't open up and swallow us up.
Well done.
Sydney, please thank Monty.
That is the pre-match done. The build-up is over. Let's get down to business. One last break. And then it's Melbourne. It's North Queensland. It's the grand final live on the Triple M Network.
Triple M rocks finals footy. For our mates at Brighton's Lawyers.
The grand final, featuring clubs from opposite ends of the country, taking paths to get to this day that couldn't be any more contrasting. The mighty Melbourne Storm, what a year. But in any sporting contest, much like a Western, someone has to wear the black hat. And tonight, the black hat belongs to the team in purple. That's the price of greatness, and greatness is what we're on the verge of witnessing. We haven't seen a season like this in decades. A team losing just 4 games. 2 with their best players available. In the salary cap era, it's just not supposed to happen. They play poorly, they win. They play well, they win big. They play great, God help the team at the other end. Smith, Cronk, Slater, the big 3. It ends tonight, forever. A final masterpiece on our biggest stage would only be fitting, appropriate. However, sport doesn't necessarily work like that, does it? 7 months of pure domination. But when 7 months is reduced to 1 game, 80 minutes, boy, sport, it can be a cruel beast. Those Cowboys, a true underdog story that just won't end. Oh, there's an underdog in every game, but the biggest grand final underdogs in 30 years? This is the stuff of Hollywood, a Hollywood movie that's captured an entire state. Jake Granville from Rockhampton, Cohen Hess, Bundaberg,
Scott Bolton, Innisfail, Corey Jensen, Bowen. You see, this isn't just Townsville's team. This is truly the team of North Queensland. And for a night, the team of all of Queensland. And you know what? Tonight, they're just about everyone's team. Because it's David versus Goliath. It's Rocky versus Apollo Creed. It's Team USA versus the mighty Russians in 1980. It's the Melbourne Storm against the North Queensland Cowboys. The 2017 NRL Grand Final. Where dreams are realised and legends are made. Live across the nation on Triple M.
And the lights are back on here at ANZ Stadium. The stage has been cleared. I think it's taking them a little longer than they were hoping. So we hope to get underway by 7:30, but this is Rugby League. Ryan Girdler, Paul Gallen, Wendell Saylor are here. Billy Harrigan as well. Ben Dobbin on the sideline for Ream Hot Water Heaters and Dan Ganane. So we are not too far away from kickoff. And I know, Girds, we had one big fan of the pre-match entertainment because Wendell could not control himself.
The big man got out amongst the fans, didn't he? Took out his camera there and filmed a lot of it. Big man, what do you think?
Oh, mate, I loved it. Look, you know, we talk about same love and one love. I love the game. But it was great entertainment, mate.
He had his shirt off for a second, and that's not a lie.
No, I didn't.
Did you have your shirt off for a second?
Yeah, but I was just trying to get my suit there.
He was grinding like a Mr. Whippy machine at one point. That was pretty good, Gerds. I know that's controversial with the song, but the crowd seemed to like it. It was high energy.
Oh, yeah, look, it was really good when the lights went out and there was a little bit of the fireworks start and everyone got out their camera and turned their light on. But I think the finale, the glorious, I mean, you know, it's all about the moment, and the moment tonight, I mean, is going to be glorious for one of these teams. So I thought it all fitted in pretty well.
Yeah, I agree, Gerds. I thought it was unreal. You don't get to see this as a player when you're in there. The build-up to this, same as an Origin match, it's unbelievable. And we see now two huge jerseys. Are they jerseys?
Yeah, they're like
the soccer style where they started at the top of the stand and they open it up and drag it down. So now the Cowboys one is on the field where there's about 50 kids holding it, and the Storm one, they're waiting for it to be brought down from the seats.
Last year the entertainment gal, you heard none of that. I mean, obviously you're not focused on it, but you couldn't hear anything.
None of it at all. And as I said, until you're here now, you don't realise what build up goes into it and how much you just fire the fans up before you get out. It's like an Origin match, you know. Obviously, not playing Origin this year, you come and watch the games and you see the pre-game entertainment and how much the fans are into it and just how passionate they all are. And I mean, there's no better stadium in the world than ANZ Stadium when it's packed. I know the Brisbane one's good, Dylan. Don't look at me
Suncorp,
like that.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, this is the best place to play at when it is packed.
But what about Amy Park? Amy Park is also a great stadium.
Yeah, but there's 80,000 people here.
This is 80,000
people. It is a Coliseum when it's jocked out.
Can you remember, we're a couple of minutes now before, you know, the two teams take the field. Can you remember your final address, what you would have been saying to the team at exactly this moment last year?
Yeah, I would have been... What I say to the boys is always very simple, and that is just to play your game to the best of your ability. And as a team, all I wanted from our team is to go for that 50-50 ball. That's what you want. The ball's on the ground and it's 50-50. You're going to be the one who gets it. And also 50-50 possession. If you get 50% of the ball, generally that'll turn into 51, 52, and all of a sudden 55%. And you've got to have a high completion rate in big games. Last year's grand final, we completed it over 90%. I think the Melbourne Storm are up around 90% too, so it's obviously a high-quality game. But that is what the Cowboys are really good at. They've completed around 90% their last three games. That's why they are in every single game.
Now, the trophy is being brought out by Matt Bowen and Tawera Nickow, one of the great Cowboys and one of the great Storm players. Geez, Tawera looks great. He
had that accent, didn't he?
Had some dramas post-career, but he is looking fit and firing. It's great to see him back on our big stage. Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, Paul Gallen, Billy Harrigan and Dan Ganane. Dobbo on the sideline, Triple M footy for Brighton's lawyers. And we thank Brighton's, who have been so supportive in 2017. And hopefully we'll see you again in 2018. No doubt we will. And right now, yes, Gal, quickly.
I was just going to say, Gerd, just going back to that, the biggest thing which the players would already know is knowing your role. Doing your job within the team, that's what they need to do, and that's the one thing the Cowboys and the Storm are both really, really good at, doing their job.
The captain speaks last, doesn't he?
Captain speaks last, the coach goes out of the room, everyone's gone, you get about the last 2 minutes before the 2 minute bell goes, simply get the boys in and give them a
pep talk. There's not much to it, to be honest. I generally say what comes to my head at the time, but the biggest thing is knowing your role and doing it to the best of your ability.
Are you looking around to identify players if they're looking a little bit nervous or if they're out of sorts, and then you go and spend some time with those guys individually?
I always do that beforehand, and I always go to the younger blokes, particularly the outside backs and outside are a lot younger. So I always pick them out and give them a job to do. Last year's grand final, I remember talking to Jack Bird and Valentine Holmes for 5 minutes before the game, and Birdie, I did it in the semi-final, and Birdie rang me every semi-final leading into it and asked me what he wants me to do, and it was simple. I want him to break tackles and run 100 metres. And in the grand final, if you remember, he picked Cameron Smith out every time he ran it back, ran into him with his elbows and knees up and ran over him three or four times.
So what a great insight.
He did the job, and Val was the same. If you remember last year's grand final, and I say that to the Cowboys today, they need to hammer Cameron Smith. You need to hammer the opposition leader. He is the leader. He wants to be involved in big games. He will kick chase. He will run. On the kick chase, these big outside backs need to smash him.
Who will have the job on Taumalolo? Whose task will it be to at least slow him down and put him on his back?
I think Finucane will go up. Finucane's a really good defender. Finucane doesn't get the most amount of reps, and his attack is not like Taumalolo's, but he's a really good defender. I think he'll go after him along with the Bromwich boys.
Yeah, we said it before. You've got to unsettle the storm. You've got to start well. You know that trick play that you and Ben Barber organised?
Yep.
How long were you thinking about that? Because you would have thought everyone would have been onto that.
We've had that in our repertoire for a while. We probably used it three or four times this year. Never worked once. Didn't even look like working. We spoke grand final week about doing it, and thankfully it worked.
Unbelievable.
All right, let's have the Jack Link's Beef Jerky Bold Predictions for the last time this year. Feed your wild side. Find it in the snack aisle today. The man who has embraced the Jack Link's Beef Jerky Bold Predictions like no other, the great one, the Groat Binoculars, Billy Harrigan.
Thank you, Dan. 24-plus Melbourne.
Wow.
Well, it never fails to prick the balloon, does he? Wendell Saylor.
I'm going to go with Cam Munster for a try and a try assist.
Okay, Ryan Girdler.
I'm going to be a little bit nostalgic here. I'm going to say the Cooper Cronk's going to score the match-defining try.
Okay, very nice. Paul Gallen.
Melbourne Storm by 14 points. Vunivalu, first try scorer, and Cameron Smith, man of the match.
Wow, there's some bold on top of bold. Let's go to Dobbo on the sideline.
Yeah, Michael Morgan to kick the winning field goal. Cowboys will be premiers in 2017.
Wow.
Dreaming.
Yeah. Tell him he's dreaming.
It's a prediction,
hey,
boys. It's a prediction.
Bold. I like it, Dobbo.
Bold prediction.
Good on you, brother.
Put me down for Bromwich or McLean to be Clive Churchill.
His favourite.
A Melbourne prop will be Clive Churchill. So there we go. They are our Jack Link's Beef Jerky Bold Predictions. Feed your wild side. Find it in the snack aisle today. And Billy's comments, always thanks to Pepper Money. If you're self-employed, sidestep the opposition and talk to Pepper Money about their flexible home loan solutions. Once again, welcome everyone around the nation here on Triple M, including Triple M Adelaide, who joined us recently. So we're going into Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne and Adelaide and all our stations up and down the East Coast. And we're getting plenty of tweets for 4 and 20 of people listening from right around the world. Let me just bring some of these up here. I had one here from Tuscany. Chianti Tuscany.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Bryce. What a nice part of the world.
Just about, you know, the 10 o'clock, you'd be into your first little Prosecco, I'd imagine, over there. Get into it, old boy.
So the stage is set now, and we're going to have some pyrotechnics, I think, as these teams come out. Here come the referees. To no fanfare as they walk past the trophy.
It's better than a boo.
Well, that's what I meant. They barely noticed, which is the way we like it. There are so many flags here at ANZ Stadium. The Cowboys, they basically own the northern end of this ANZ, and there's plenty of purple at the southern end as well. The ground holds about 83. I would say there's 80 here. I mean, I can't see above me, so maybe there's some empty seats there, but just about full, and here they come. The North Queensland Cowboys. Gavin Cooper leads them out. Well, and to bring them onto this ANZ Stadium, the man from Serena, Wendell Saylor.
Yeah, at the back we have Lachlan Coote. On the wings, that man Kyle Felt, Antonio Winterstein. In the centre, Juzzy O'Neill and Lynette. In the halves, Martin and that man Morgan. Asiata in the front row with Granville, Scott Bolton. What a back row. Cooper, Lowe, Taumalolo, and that bench. Hampton, the man, Cohen Hess, Corey Jensen, and Sean Fenton.
North Queensland, only the third team in the history of our wonderful game to make the grand final from eighth or lower.
Can I be from Toorak, Dan?
Well, you are the coffee king.
Oh, you got it.
You fit in beautifully. So here comes the banner, Melbourne Storm. One team, one town, one state. We stand as one. Bring the thunder. What a season they have had. One of the great seasons if they cap it off tonight. So they will join us shortly on a beautiful Sydney night. Dobbo, what are conditions like down there?
Really cold, Dan. Very gusty and very cold, around about that 15 degrees.
Wow.
The thing that's warming me up are the flames when the players run out. It's absolutely freezing, though.
Geez, it has cooled down because it was about 23, 24 through the day. And this is a bit of a departure because the last couple of grand finals, it has been stinking hot through the day, almost as if it signaled the start of summer in New South Wales. But more springtime weather tonight here in Sydney. So a little bit of a delay here as we wait for the Storm. The Cowboys are already arm in arm, lined up at the southern end as the flags. Have a look, boys. How many flags here?
Unbelievable.
There must be about 10,000 of them being waved at the moment.
There's a really good vibe out there, boys, as you'd expect for grand final. People were worried, you know, just because, you know, Melbourne, Townsville, or North Queensland, it wouldn't have the same. But as we said a couple of years ago, that Broncos-Cowboys grand final, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, the third non-Sydney grand final. 2006 Broncos-Storm and 2015. Imagine if we had a game like that in 2017. So we're still waiting here for the Storm. Now, this is often what happens in grand finals, Gerds. I'm not sure if this is deliberate, but here they come. Cam Smith leads them down the race. Game number 358. The most by anyone in our wonderful game here in Australia. And it's a long walk too down this ANZ Stadium tunnel. As he looks cool, he looks calm. And here they come. The mighty Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, the Melbourne Storm grand final lineup is Billy Slater at the back, Vunivalu and Addo Carr on the wings, Chambers and Scott in the centres. Now the halves for the last time, Cameron Munster and that man Cooper Cronk. Bromwich and McLean starting up front with Cameron Smith as skipper, Kafusi, Harris and Dale Finucane at the back of the scrum. Now on the bench is Bromwich, Glasby, Asofa Solomona and Slade Griffin.
Wonderful looking Melbourne team. For Cooper Cronk, his seventh grand final. What a record.
Is it Billy Slater's last grand final? I guess we'll find out maybe later tonight.
His dad knows. I saw him quoted in the press, said, I know, but I'm not telling you.
And so the decision's been made.
Apparently. And
I reckon he'll pull the pin, boys. I reckon he'll pull it at 299 if they get the result.
Great story in the Cairns Post today, too. Billy Slater from Innisfail and also Scott Bolt from Innisfail. Their fathers have not spoken to each other for 40 years because of an incident that happened when they were playing, and they buried the hatchet this week. So Innisfail in North Queensland is going to have a winner one way or the other.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
So the national anthem is next, and Ricky Lee will perform as the team's now ready. The Cowboys arm in arm. They've been arm in arm for 5 minutes.
Well, they're just trying to stay warm.
And the Storm, now they link up at the northern end. That's Ricky Lee as 80,000 stand as one.
Oh, Dan, she should have won that competition. So she should have won it.
It was a hot field, wasn't it? The guy Sebastian Year and Shannon Knoll.
I think it was.
There could only be one winner.
Did you come third?
Dobbo, down to you. Now, you've talked about the cool conditions. Does the breeze favour anyone in this first half?
Well, at the moment, Dan, I think the breeze is favouring the Cowboys. Paul Green came out well and truly hours before his side even faced out here, and he was talking to everybody, he was talking to the PNG Hunters coach about which way the wind was blowing. It's swirling around. They are going to run from right to left, which means they'll receive. It's game on here, the Cowboys with a big opportunity early.
Wendell, did you notice? Now, this time last year, we were commenting how Cronulla seemed relaxed. Gallen had a big smile on his face during the anthem. Del, I've never seen a team as relaxed as the Melbourne Storm have been since entering the arena.
Yeah, no,
in a grand final, I mean.
Oh, I agree, mate. They know. They know through this final series they haven't played their best, but it's like the Melbourne Cup, mate. This is their big day. The first game against Parramatta wasn't that good. Against the Broncos, they did the job, but today we're going to see the perfect storm tonight, I reckon.
They have met twice this year. The first was Origin affected. Melbourne won 23-22. The second, the Cowboys decimated by injury, and the Storm won that night 26-8. So I'm not sure if previous form matters as we enter this contest here. The Cowboys will receive running to the northern end.
To be fair, too, in that last game, Dan, that they met, I think Ethan Lowe ended up in the centres, Cooper ended up in the centres. I mean, that was one of the games they got really busted up, so I wouldn't take too much out of that contest.
We are just about ready. The ball is on the tee, and the Cowboys will receive the 2017 NRL Grand Final. It begins as Cam Smith puts boot to board.
Triple M Rocks Finals Footy. For our mates at Bryden's Lawyers.